There it is, week 15 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. Have you ever thought about becoming the person that the other people that are jealous of you are of? Let me explain. If you are someone who has been surrounded with jealous people in your life, such as I have, you will often wonder, such as I have, why are they jealous of me? I just don't get it. Do they not see how exhausted I am? Do they not see how imperfect this is? Do they not see how challenging and struggling my life has been? What would you possibly be jealous of? But then I realized something. The jealousy is when you're worried that someone is going to take something that you have. You're jealous because you think someone's going to come and take it. But envy is when you want something that someone else has. And envy is very different than jealousy. And envy starts because not for things. No one's envious of me because I have horses and I live on a ranch. No one's envious of me because I drive a black Dodge or because I have, I don't know, pink Crocs. I don't have fancy jewelry and things, but no one is envious of those things because you know why? They can go and buy them. They are achievable. They are achievable. So if someone pulls up in a Ferrari next to someone, they may look over and for that moment think, oh, I wish I had that. But they also realize that financially, if they put the work in, that they could have that. What they're typically envious over is when they look over and they see the man or the woman is jamming out to the music and they're emanating strength, happiness, and joy. It's not the Ferrari that pisses them off. That's nothing. What pisses them off, how dare you be happy when I'm so miserable? And that is my entire life in a nutshell. I have never been, from the day that I was born, a person that gives up easy, a person that wallows in pity or in depression or despair, a person who feels sorry for myself, and a person who doesn't pick myself up, dust myself off, and just figure out a way to keep going. I have never been that person. And I don't know if that's because my parents were not those people and I wasn't raised that way, or if it's just because I'm so driven and focused on enjoying life, on in being here, in just trying to embody every part of this world that I can, that I just don't really think about it. I think about joy. I want joy all the time. I never want anyone to steal my joy. In fact, I used to host an event called Joy. Like, I really didn't ever want anyone to take that from me. And I felt like because I had been in such abusive, horrible relationships, like to the hospital with stitches and broken bones and terrible places, that I had given up my joy for so long. So when I came out of that, everything in my world became everything is figure outable. So when from the outside looking in, people were saying, okay, Carm, like really, you got to give up now. Like this is so effed up. Like you got to call it. You got to sell. You got to cave. You got to let go. You got to get a divorce. You got to cut that person out of your life. I was always like, it's okay. We'll find a way. Everything is figure outable. It's okay. It's no problem. It's no problem. We'll figure it out. We'll get through it. It's okay. It never mattered to me whether I shopped in a dollar store or whether I shopped in a Louis Vuitton store, which, by the way, I have never done to this day, just so you know. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't, but I'm saying it's not something that I think about that I need to have to bring me joy. And that's what makes people in my life, or that have been in my life, because they're not here now, but in the past envious of me. And I remember being a young woman, probably in my mid-40s, and I phoned up my mom, and I was talking to my mom, and I said, you know, Mom, it's just been such a struggle in my life with friends, and I end up not having any boundaries with friends because I just give away everything, and I just want to make them happy. And I can remember being successful, you know, filming the TV show and my readings really taking off. And if I got success, I felt shameful about a successful thing. So if, you know, when they phoned me up and they said, hey, Hay House said, hey, we'd love for you to write a book. When that happened, if I said that to my best friend at the time or to my family members, I couldn't say that without doing massive things for them. Like renovating my best friend's bedroom and putting down new floors and buying all the decor and everything she needed, because I felt such guilt about the fact that I didn't ever want anyone to think that I thought I was too big for my britches, or I didn't want anyone to ever have to suffer to not have the same things that I had, even though those people weren't hustling for them. Those people weren't working for them. Those people weren't putting a lick or an ounce into their dreams at all. Why couldn't I just say, you know what, that's their path. And if they don't want to, that's up to them. But if I want to, that's totally and completely up to me. It's okay if you have people in your life right now and those people are envious of you. You didn't cause that. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And I guarantee you, it has nothing to do with what you're wearing, how skinny you are, how beautiful you are, how wealthy you are. None of that stuff. They are envious of you because of who you are. Because even going through the shit, you're probably still smiling. Because you're finding a way through things. Because you're seeing that the glass is half full. Because you just keep chugging along. And because of that, it creates envy, because they don't want to put in the work. They don't want to put in the time. They don't want to fix their own lives. They don't want to figure out who the snake is in their life. They don't want to change their diet. They don't want to do anything to themselves. Instead, they want to look at you, shame you, pull you down, drag you under, troll you around, troll you on the internet, troll you to your family, lie, gossip, cheat, and steal. Because that is the root of envy, which is evil. Anyway, the point is that I know that there's people in this lifetime that might have been where I was. And maybe some of you listening to this are going through some envy or jealousy in your life right now. And I want you to know that it's not your fault. And I want you to know it has nothing about what you have. So it doesn't matter what you buy them, what you give them, or what you do for them. You can't heal them. And people do not heal in the environment that made them sick. You moved on. You got out of the environment. You're clearly happy and in a better place in your life. So that changes it all. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.